This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey guys, support for today's show comes from Dashlane. Dashlane makes everything you do online easier. You can fill out forms fast, remember all your passwords, and keep your online data accessible and safe with this all-in-one app. Dashlane has really been a lifesaver for Sean and I.
Literally.
We have been victims of a lot of different like hack attacks and had a lot of things stolen from us online. Not anymore, but sometimes it can be interesting to tell stories of when that was happening to us.
No, yeah. Now that I have Dashlane, I no longer have to worry about my crypto fortune disappearing overnight, mm-hmm. as it did when my, you know, initial password that I put in was active, which was, of course, QWERTY keyboard.
It said... The password was QWERTY keyboard.
Yes,
and so including the word keyboard.
Yes,
and what significance did that have for you?
I don't know.
I guess you would always be reminded.
I had seen it.
Yeah, you'd always be reminded of what it was, of what the password was, because it is what you're looking
well,
at.
Well, I would look down.
Yeah.
And I would say, like, what do I put in on this QWERTY keyboard to get mm-hmm. into my thingy? And then I would go, oh, I know. And so it was easy for me to remember, but unfortunately, it was also very easy to hack attack, which the hack attackers did hack attack me. So that sucked. Dashlane now, don't let that happen to me.
And you can stick around later in the show to hear how Dashlane has helped us out. And that's what's called the tease. And just let yourself, like, let the hook just sink into your cheek and just, like, give into it. Because now you cannot resist listening to the rest of the show and the ad.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be flopping on the boat in no time.
So we're all kind of pushed up to the table and almost under the table. The chairs were low and the table was high. So we're kind of our neck is getting cut off by the table.
Yeah.
We're pushed in so close and our bodies are being sucked under a little bit too because the floor is sloped.
And to people like maybe sitting on the table, you would look like little boys, little girls.
I guess, I mean, we'd just be ahead, mm-hmm. and my airflow is constricted.
Yeah. But that can happen to...
That can happen for any number yeah. of reasons, and
or
I'm not going
to
blame...
Any age.
And I'm
any
not
age.
Gonna, I'm not going to blame the design of the
yeah.
restaurant, which was a unique restaurant because it had the sloped kind of concave mm-hmm. floor under the table mm-hmm. that the chair slid into, and it had a very high
okay.
table, and it had a very low chair, and so your neck did get... put on there and your chin got put on there and it was hard to open your mouth.
I've heard of this place. This is the new, it's not, you know, the restaurant from Vanderpump
Rules.
Oh, no,
it's not.
It's
no,
a unique not. Restaurant. This is their new kind of spinoff restaurant, which is just unique restaurant.
Just a unique restaurant. And it's unusual. And I was there with Thomas.
Thomas Aquinas.
And I was, and we were.
Doing Illuminated Manuscript.
We were there to eat the coasters.
Oh, okay.
We That's were there unique. To eat the coasters because it's such a unique restaurant. And I don't know, Hayes. Mm-hmm. I mean, do we need to, are we doing this still?
We always talk about not doing it anymore.
We've been doing this thing. Jason,
I don't think
you've
this
done
is I don't think this is the time.
No, but let's talk about it with the guests. Like we've been doing
Open
this thing forever where we talk, we tell these stories over the top of the show.
Sure. Do you have abandoned premises, abandoned Are there, repeated
yes.
bits?
Oh, like things that have lingered. When we first started How Did This Get Made, there were segments.
Mm-hmm.
We thought we should have pieces that lived alone unto themselves, like a little moment that is like, you know, Paul talks about this thing he talks about, or June has her moment.
Four questions.
You know, it's like Paul's corner or whatever kind of thing.
And that is the wisdom of Mr. Scott Aukerman, who told us this exact thing in our fated first coffee that we had with him to talk about podcasting.
The very first thing
that
he told us.
That did end up being the last time that we...
Must have segments. That was the last sort of...
Wait, he said you must have segments or you shouldn't?
He said, what we've learned about podcasts and making them successful is that you need to have segments. And we said, we'll do it for a minute.
Yeah. Smart.
We'll
start with
a
segment.
Try it.
Start with a segment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we will pretty quickly...
Abandon it.
Not even be able to keep track of our own idea. And really, the only thing that has remained as a segment is that we do tell these stories at the top of the show. And I'm...
Just
quite tired. Sick of it.
Just very weary.
I just realized that, like, so much more often than not, I'm kind of, like, looking at the guests and I'm going, like, they're like, what the fuck is this? And if they actually stopped and asked that, I wouldn't have an answer. Like, about the table or whatever?
Here's what I'll say. They started playing the music and you started talking. And I thought to myself, I'd love to interrupt and say stuff about this. But I was like, yeah, you know, I'm the guest. I haven't been introduced yet.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'm just going to jump right in on it. But, you know, I would have. Yeah. I would have.
But did you like it?
I mean, you're lucky in the sense
that... was one of the better ones.
You're lucky in the sense that it's happening at the top of the show where the audience... The listener has nothing to compare it to. So far, you are either...
And for in our this case, is the best people part listening of the show. To your episode, these are new listeners.
Yeah. So this is like, oh no, I'm bringing you guys the, how did this get made?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm bringing you guys people.
Mm-hmm.
I bring ears. But it's that thing where without knowing what the show is, a lot of people are like, oh, this is interesting. This is funny.
And this is the best part so far.
So far, home run. Yeah. I want to know more about these edible coasters.
Yeah.
In a restaurant where all the food is inedible.
They weren't edible.
I assume.
Jason.
Hey,
what are we driving these days?
What am I driving?
Yes.
This new segment we want to do instead of the song.
Is this like, what you guys do?
What you driving these days?
This is, I'm pretty sure this is a segment
how
you've
was your,
stolen
how
from
was your
Dax
wheel?
Shepard's podcast.
Mm. He does. He asks everyone what kind of car
he
they drive.
He talks about their cars. That's like part of it.
He's a
car
big
guy.
Part of the show.
He's a car guy.
Okay.
Are you guys car guys?
That's good.
Are you guys big time car guys?
I'm trying to learn about different cars.
I'm crazy about them.
You're crazy
about
cars?
I'm getting into one soon.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, like to go home tonight probably.
Yes.
I was in one, honestly, I swear to God.
Yeah.
Like 5 minutes ago. Yeah. Literally just before I walked in.
Amazing.
I was in a car. So yeah, I guess you could say that I like to have a
You're
car.
A car guy.
Yes. Yeah. No, are you crazy for cars? Just like a nutso man.
Oh yeah. I'm one of those guys who's like, you know, listen, guys, you guys know me many years.
Yeah.
Comedian, actor, whatever. But I'm a real grease monkey.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I'm a grease monkey.
The dude likes to get his hands dirty.
Here's when I'm happiest. When I'm happiest, in my garage, underneath a classic car.
Uh-huh. Lying on two taped together skateboards.
Oh, yeah, man. Because guess what? In the middle of a good repair, I'll untape them. I'll ollie the fuck out of the shit into my garage. Then I'll go back to fixing this car up. Baby.
That Saturday,
getting
baby.
Up in them guts.
Saturdays are for the boys.
Oh, that's the beauty of my life. Every day is Saturday for me. I'm always up. Working on that car.
Yeah, Saturday, where the auto repair place is open.
I've got one of those big chains that I attach and I pull, attached to a pulley in the ceiling. I just pull the engine out of the car, just hangs there in midair.
Mm. Luke Combs on the Iowa boombox.
I'm like,
beer never broke my heart on repeat.
I'm like Mark Wahlberg in a Transformers movie. I'm like not fucking around. I know about cars.
Yeah.
I'm like Fast and Furious.
Wow. I started
stealing combination VCR DVD players and I ended in outer space. Fuck. Yes. All the while, cars.
The cars. Other things you drive.
R.I.P. Rick Ocasek.
And what I love
Rick
is being
in peace,
there
Rick Ocasek.
When I've been lucky enough to come by the garage and just sit. I don't interrupt.
Oh,
I
yeah.
just watch.
Mm-hmm.
And a car will drive by.
Oh, yeah.
And just hearing it. you'll know.
Oh, I always know it. You could play, you guys, if you, I told your producer, load up car sounds, play them, and
any car
sound,
and you'll say what's going on.
Boom, boom, I'll fucking crush it one after another. I know the sound of every classic car. Mm-hmm.
You can make them. Oh. Not just you can hear, you can make every sound.
Of course. Well, we, you know, you have to familiarize yourself with it.
Yes.
You know,
you become these
it's
cars.
It's like a, you know what it is? It's like a hunter who learns the difference between a moose call or an elk call, mm-hmm. depending on what time of year it is, what the migrating patterns are for where you are.
The name of the moose.
You need to, the name of the moose. Mm-hmm. Yep. If you're out in the wilderness, you need to be sure that you're calling Gary the moose, mm-hmm. not Henry the moose, mm-hmm. right? So you got to be like, Gary, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's like, just being cool. He plays it so cool.
That's
moose are cool, man.
Yeah.
Moose are cool. They're like 2,200 pounds.
Cool customers.
They're so fucking cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big ass bitches.
I was noticing a
big bitch moose. He don't got to move for nobody,
no
man.
No way, man.
Imagine. I pick up on these little like social cues. Like I'm like a people watcher, sort of amateur people watcher. And I was noticing.
Weren't you one of the people that Malcolm Gladwell wrote Blink about?
Yes, because I have spent 10,000 hours watching people.
A specialist in making snap decisions based on the most micro expressions that people are putting out into the world.
Yes, mm-hmm. And that was the lesson of the book, and it is true that always the first thing that you think is the correct
whatever
thing.
You think is right, don't try to investigate. Guess.
That's
don't
the whole
learn
Malcolm
about
Gladwell
it.
Thing. That's the whole Malcolm Gladwell thing. Don't learn about it.
Yes.
Don't second guess.
That's worse.
Make a statement. Move forward.
That's worse. Yeah. If
somebody's
playing,
get on the plane. Don't ask whose plane
forward.
It is. It's
move
who,
forward.
Jeffrey Wutstein. Who cares? You
keep
get
going.
On the plane. You just fly around.
Keep going.
It's like,
Matt Groening's there. Don't worry about it.
It's not important. You know what I mean?
It's not important. Who knows what's next?
No. It's like you just blink. Oh, I just blinked. Oh, there's a plane. Oh, I'm on it.
Yep. Here we go.
Oh, there's Jeffrey.
Prince Andrew's here.
Yeah. Who cares, you know? Oh, hi, Bill.
This guy, why can't this guy sweat?
Mr. President, so good to see you.
If I could share one of my little observations is that you and Chef Kevin don't appear to know each other very well. Despite, like, that you said, I told your producer, which is Chef Kevin in here, but he doesn't do your show.
He does not.
Who's your producer?
Here's the thing. He does not, for reasons that I can't get into because of...
And that's
wolf,
why I didn't
it's
ask.
It's like an NDA.
Like,
and
that's why I didn't mechanics. Ask. But, like, let me say, like, there was a time when Kevin did do stuff for the show, but doesn't anymore.
And I do, I mean, we can just say when that time was.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Without, like, describing any reasons about what went wrong.
And people can investigate the timeline if they want to read old police blotters or anything like that.
Yes, but it was, of course, the same evening as Benghazi. So.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, like, read the emails. WikiLeaks.
Yeah. That's all.
Sony hack.
Who's your producer?
Amy Pascal. Sony hack.
Yeah. Sony hack. Of course. Hack. No, Amy doesn't produce the show. Yeah. Devin is our producer.
That's
sure.
Devin
let's
right
go
there.
With that.
That's Devin.
Yeah.
He's a producer too.
Produce it big time. Yeah.
The Mr. Sound loving man, Devin.
Yeah. I love producing and sound.
Mr. Producing loving man.
I like paperwork and sound.
That's what it is. There's paperwork.
So much paperwork. So many
There's
phone
a lot
calls.
Of red tape to get these podcasts out.
So much red tape. You wouldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Everything filled out in triplicate.
The layers.
You
got to
go
buy
the rights to the movie.
Except first.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
and the underlying rights if it's based on someone's life.
Yeah. Mm. Boy. Or a boot. Every song. Or what? A boot?
A boot.
Yeah.
Consider that.
Yeah. Consider this.
If the movie was once booked.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, it happens. No, we joke about it, but it really is happening that people are doing this.
People are...
No, the movie, sometimes, I mean, you're watching going, where did they come up with this? Well, I'll tell you how. It was a book. No, it's happening. It's fun to joke about, but at the same time, I mean, you look at some of these movies.
I will say, I've never read a book and then seen a movie based on it, but I've seen movies and then read the novelization of that movie.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'll do it on the way home.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I'll do it in the lobby.
Mm-hmm. That's how I read all of the books that were based on the Harry Potter movies.
Right.
The novelization of the movie, of not the same as the book.
I mean, I don't think so.
No.
I think it's very different.
Yeah. Because they have to describe everyone's, like faces, you know.
It's also will read scripts, you know, rather than books.
Okay.
If there's a book, if this has been turned into a movie, I'll just read the script for the movie.
Love to
see
it.
I won't
down.
Read the book and I won't see the movie.
I'll read the script.
Because to me, it helps me understand when I'm reading all of the kind of ancillary information that's in a script.
Well, I'll read the famous quotes on IMDb, and I'll read the little conversation, the comment conversations happening on IMDb from the various users about the movie.
Smart.
I like to know if people are having fun in the stage directions.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're like, and the guy walks in like a fucking badass. Total hero moment. Like, all the ladies in the audience cream their jeans. It's like, all right, this is in the freaking stage direction.
Kersploosh.
Yeah. They cream their jeans. Kersploosh.
Audience wide gush.
I like that too.
Wow. No one can see this. I'm just reading this in the script. Wow. That's cool.
The music starts and it's tough but sweet because that's what our movie is. A tough movie that's sweet too. And I go, oh, wow, now I'm really hearing this music in my head. And then it's like, Kersploosh, gene cream in time.
Did somebody order fettuccine Alfredo?
No, look, it rules.
Jason, we never did that, like... We've done, so many times. We've done so many episodes.
We've done so many.
How many episodes have you guys done now?
Kevin, how many is this?
Do you guys have the most episodes on Earwolf?
No. We're not even allowed
to pretend that
we're like 336?
336?
Yeah, we're not even allowed to pretend.
We said that and we got sued. We got served.
Really?
Subpoena.
Papers? Mm-hmm. You got served papers?
Mm-hmm. I got served papers. Devin filled them out.
Three times. Triplicate.
332. That's pretty good. Not bad.
And, yeah. But we're
influence, though. You might not have the most episodes on Earwolf. Your influence, though, is like.
It's felt
it
far
feels, the episodes feel possibly. Very long. If you listen to them, it feels like they should count for
and
multiple
episodes.
It
feels episodes. Like you guys have been doing the podcast forever.
Seems like we should have moved on
for
by
too
now.
Long.
Yeah.
It feels like the podcast has been going on for a length of time that is unsustainable
it
for
you. It seems like it should be a precursor to us.
It does.
Finding a project that suits our talent.
It seems like the thing you guys did when you were still figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool that you're still doing
it. No, we're doing less than that. Significantly less. I told you, we used to have segments.
Yeah. And one remains. Do you think the show will be over when you finally abandon that first segment of doing
Boy,
the
Boy, now that's
over
a good
music?
Question. Will be a show anymore?
Will
that
be the demarcating line where once you truly abandon that, then it's like all hope is lost?
Maybe. I'll
Page
say
76.
We did it. And then Hayes, not that long ago, got sick of the way we were doing it. And he said that he wanted to change the conceit where it used to be that you would say a first name, long pause, say a last name. That was kind of the core joke of the whole thing.
Got it.
Then he was like, well, maybe we should just say the first name and the other person will fill in the last name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then
that's
it's
how you
never
got
been
Thomas Aquinas.
Yeah.
It's never been helpful.
Well,
to do it
was helpful
way.
For me because I didn't want to think of stuff ahead of time. So I thought then I could, you're basically getting a suggestion. And then you just go off whatever the thing is.
Well, the whole show is a deconstruction of that first minute of improvised dialogue, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The whole thing is kind of like a deconstruction
We're
of that.
Still,
it's an evento.
Yes.
Thank you, Armando.
But I guess I would say that
and the
I
event,
hate
the event
doing it
every
the
week
way.
Is a podcast.
It's made me more aware of how exposed I feel when I'm doing it. Because
okay.
at least sometimes I would come up with like, 80% of what I was going to say and then go like, all right, well, even if like the guest is hating it and it's not going well, I just can kind of put my head down and go like, I'm just going to say what I decided I was going to say. But now I like wait and then I like hear what you say, which often you'll just like, I'll go Thomas and you go Thomas the Bombus and I'll be like.
I've come up with something. Maybe not exactly as funny as, maybe not like as funny, but pretty close to as funny as that.
And I'll be like, I don't know. So that has made me kind of go like, and we've had some good guests. I don't know if you saw, we had David Sedaris.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
How was that?
Awesome.
It was fun.
Yeah.
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 And that
here in the studio?
Yeah.
Doing it.
He kicked Devin's ass.
Did he? I could see that. I could see that also.
He didn't like kick his ass, but he like roughed him up a lot.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. He handled him. He handled him in a way where it's like Devin knew.
Because Devin was like, you know what? I didn't love Calypso.
And then
not me. That's Devin. I loved Calypso.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he said, well, how do you love Fat Lipso? And he gave him one.
He gave him a fat
and he just clobbered him?
Yeah.
Not clobbered him, but he did like.
Gave
like,
him.
Yeah, just beat him. Beat him around.
Did he bring his carbuncle to show you guys?
The carbuncle?
Yeah. The one he tried to feed to a dead turtle?
Was that what it was?
Book Calypso.
Calypso. That may have been. There was a dead turtle.
Oh, he brought the turtle?
Yeah. I didn't see what he was trying to feed.
I heard David Sedaris is touring with a taxidermied turtle. That's pretty smart.
That would be in keeping with what we saw.
I like that. Yeah. I'm a fan. Hollywood
Handbook. Hey guys, support for today's show comes from Dashlane. Dashlane makes everything you do online easier. Fill out forms fast, remember all your passwords, and keep your online data accessible and safe with this all-in-one app. It even safely remembers and autofills all your login information so you won't get slowed down by forgotten or misspelled passwords. Plus, it works across devices so you can access your accounts no matter what device you're using, computer or phone. I am ready to reveal my my former secret strategy for coming up with for passwords and codes.
Unbreakable passwords.
Yeah, Kevin.
Which unfortunately were breakable.
Kevin, I noticed that you're speaking on mute throughout my own speaking. And
maybe don't be on video for that then.
And the effect that it has is while my words are coming out, your mouth is moving and it's very chilling to me. Thanks. So what I had was an Enigma machine. And it was a
just one.
So yes, I started with a few. So this is what happened to me: Enigma machine code devising contraption that could create passwords that were essentially unbreakable. But it did end up being stolen by the crew of the U-571, which was the boat that stole the Enigma machine in the movie. They have been just like cruising around and stealing every Enigma machine that they can find.
And their Enigma machine they initially stole now has the codes to reveal the location of every other Enigma machine.
Yes. And so they would drive the submarine to my house and they would take my machine and they would return it to the United States government. And use it to hack all my passwords and take my crypto. Dashlane is basically an Enigma machine that is online and it is unstealable and you cannot do ever a hack on it.
Yeah, no, that's part of what I love about Dashlane. I obviously, for a long time, thought no one would be able to hack my password because it was long and it was, I thought, pretty cleverly hidden, where I wrote out the entire lyrics to the song The Real Slim Shady by Eminem, but it was The Real Slim Shawnee. Uh-huh. And I would spell my name different ways in every part of the chorus. So I thought no way anyone could ever find it. Unfortunately, I had written all that down and I had made several copies so that I didn't lose it because I couldn't always remember how I spelled my name in the different points. And I had distributed those copies accidentally to all of the hackers in the United States and in Russia and in parts of Australia, which is Criminal Island.
Ready to enter a radically easier internet? Visit Dashlane.com/handbook to start your 30-day free trial of Dashlane. No credit card required. If you like it, you code handbook at checkout to save 25. It's just what the copy says. Okay? I'm just reading the copy.
I know.
That's my job.
I know.
The copy's there. I read it. I'm not here to freelance. If you like it, you code handbook at checkout to save 25% on your premium subscription. That's dashlane.com/handbook and code handbook at checkout for 25% off your premium subscription. Whoa.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
But I have never really figured out how we got something made.
Yeah, and we have
should
to
we
do,
talk about it.
People come, you come on the show and a lot of times we'll say, hey, let's do your podcast.
Okay.
And we'll figure out.
Sure. Often the show is much more successful.
Do the nuts and bolts of it and we'll deconstruct it like you were saying about the other thing before.
Yeah, let's do it. The other thing.
And we'll do an event day.
So sure. First we have to find a movie.
Great. Did we choose one?
But that's actually what we were going to do.
Right, let's do it.
Part,
Let's do it.
So, but this is your process, which is it you show up and you say,
No, well, normally, I've watched the movie already before arriving to do the podcast.
Yeah.
So in this instance, theoretically, we would find a movie all three of us have already seen.
We've seen it.
Okay. Because we're not going to be able to, like, watch, unless we break, go watch the movie now or watch the movie on our phones.
We can say we did that.
And then
if the movie's really funny, an idea, we can say we did that.
Okay, but how are you going to talk the specific? Yeah, sure. Okay, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm just saying we don't know which movie. Maybe there is a movie we've all seen. It's unlikely.
If we haven't. Well, let's go. Let's try. Yeah. I think first, let's try and figure out a movie we've all seen.
Okay.
Because that,
yes.
If that's we can agree on that, then we're golden. If we can't, then we can come up with a solution.
Dude, but if we come up with a funny-ass movie.
Yeah.
That, like, only one of us seen or none of us have seen.
Okay.
We'll just say that.
Well, sometimes, remember, it's not about how funny the movie is. It's about how poorly the movie has gone in execution. We're not looking... How Did This Get Made is not, like, a show about comedy movies.
A lot of times I know how it's got made.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's then that's, like... context that you can bring to the episode that we're going to do.
Right, well, now. Is that disqualify me from the show?
Not at all.
Yeah.
All right, let's think of a movie.
So, but what is disqualifying him? Just curious. Because we are, like, narrowing it down, I guess. Like, about
we come pretty close to, yeah.
I don't think
getting me out of this thing.
I don't think anything would disqualify you. If anything, I think, like, we could keep doing the episode. You could keep doing the episode without Hayes and myself. Like, I think you're the only person
necessary.
You do a
solo How Did This Get Made.
You're the only person.
Like,
you're the
friggin'
key.
Hardcore history.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. Like a 6-hour.
Yes.
Like a 6-hour debrief on whatever movie we choose.
That's but we do still have up. To.
Let's pick a movie. Let's get started by picking a movie, because I think that's going to be.
Movie that everybody saw.
I think it would be best if all three of us have seen it.
Okay. Well, I think the safest place to start is you say any movie that you have seen.
That could be good.
That could be good.
Yeah, that could be good for this. Not one
that
you guys did
already. Haven't talked about on How Did This Get Made.
Yeah.
And by the way, anybody can throw out a movie.
I'm not gonna have seen it.
If anybody has seen something that they would love to talk about, for example, let's see.
Can it be a music video?
Of course, it can be a music video. How Did This Get Made? The music video edition. Go ahead. What do you got?
I don't have anything.
Oh, okay. Got it.
No, I was just thinking that.
No. It's good to... You know what?
There must before be we a choose, really good movie.
Let's not even think about it that way. Let's before we even choose a movie, let's say that, yes, Sean, music videos are valid. Yeah. Movies are valid.
Okay.
Episodes of television are valid.
Wow.
Episodes of podcasts are valid. How did this episode of this
podcast...
Anything, anything that we...
How did this get played, like you hit play on your podcast?
Well, that is actually a podcast. How did this get
no,
played?
It's not, because the name of the show is How Did This Get Played, like you hit play on your podcast.
No, there is a podcast called How Did This Get Played.
Yeah, but it's not going to help this get played like it got played on your podcast.
No, I understand, but there is a podcast. It's only going to be confusing because what that phrase is its own podcast.
Oh, and this is the same thing we ran into with This American Life We Lead.
How so?
Which apparently was not okay. Because we just said, like, we had this cool idea for a show, which is, like, sort of these little, like, stories from life, and we'd tell, like, a, you know, three acts of, like, a theme, and we would call it This American Life We Lead, the two of us. Would you look at us now? Uh-huh. And we get served with papers by Devin.
Really?
Devin.
Devin's not filling these out. He's actually serving you.
Yes.
Huh. It's a sideline.
Yeah. Devin, are you a processor?
Yeah, well, you gotta fill in the bills somehow.
Could it be a commercial for an
Did
ice cream cake?
Did you just say fill in the bills?
The gap.
How does you're one filling fill the in bin? Bills,
Some of them are empty. You gotta
just
fill them up with money.
Zero, then.
Just fill in the bills?
Dude, I'd love to fill in my own bills.
Who's getting blank bills?
Most people want a blank check.
blank check bills. The podcast?
Oh, that's a podcast. So
It is a podcast. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, literally, it's a podcast called Blank Check.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And that was a big issue when we started our own podcast.
Which was called what?
Blank Check the Gates. Which is a movies.
It's a movie podcast.
Yes.
Yep.
It's about movies. Yeah.
It's about like when it's about not having, we have to go again because there was a hair in the gate, on the lens.
Yep. Yeah.
We did. Wait, don't tell me. Okay, go ahead.
I'm ready now. Yeah, we had...
We did What the Fuck Is That?
Yeah, We did You Made It Weird for Us to Be Here Together.
Yep.
In this room.
Sure, sure, sure. Absolutely.
And there are more. Yeah.
Sure.
There's a bunch more.
There's a million. And they're frankly diminishing returns.
You know what you guys could do? Comedy Death Ray.
Yes, we could do that now.
Let's
start it all over again. Nobody remembers how that thing started. We just do that now and inject the like spontaneity, like the live format and like the freshness of it.
Oh, so you think that was lacking? You're going to inject that back in?
Oh, no, I'm saying it's lacking now.
Oh, I see. Got it.
We're re-injecting it.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So,
Comedy Death Ray Romano.
I was just going to make the same. Okay, I was literally right there.
What? So, a movie was.
Oh, yeah.
Was there a movie called The Fonz?
I don't think there is.
Okay.
But, I mean, we can do an episode of Happy Days.
But isn't it weird that they did just do a movie called The Fonz?
At the time,
right there.
At the time, yeah.
Yeah.
One of the most popular things.
Oh, and
we would do it now.
One of the most iconic characters in TV history.
Yeah. I agree.
Like, I think, would you put The Fonz in the top 10 characters of all time?
Of TV history?
Of
most iconic?
You know what? Characters. Books, TV, anything.
Wow.
David Copperfield.
Music videos.
David Copperfield, Maddie Ziegler from music videos, and The Fonz.
Interesting. Yeah.
Imagine that dinner party.
Imagine Dragons, that dinner party.
Okay.
And those are, I mean, how did this get made a band?
Yeah. Sure you
how
can.
How did this get making a band?
How did this get making a band?
Yeah. Is that, I mean, Diddy's involved?
Yeah.
Is that right?
How did this get making a band to make her dance?
Oh, yeah. Bands to make a dance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we could keep going.
Oh, yeah.
But
just one long title. We could do the rest of the episode just populating one really title.
We could.
Yep.
That could be.
We could
you
do
know,
that.
Have you guys done that on
That's
your show?
That's a segment.
That's a
new segment.
So you used to have Scott. You used to have segments and you don't have them anymore?
Correct. We abandoned it almost immediately.
What's one you used to have?
I couldn't even remember. Oh, I think June had a segment where she talked about wigs. Because all the movies would have wigs.
Yeah, wig talk.
Wig talk, thank you.
Yeah.
I believe that was a segment. But like, you know, like, again, like, they lasted.
Archivist.
Yeah, the archivist, Devin.
Blows off the dust off his book.
Also, too much dust.
Yeah, I know.
Why is it so dusty?
I haven't had to open in a while. No segments.
We abandoned segments almost immediately.
A movie. What's a movie?
Okay, we just need a movie and we'll be.
You know what would be fun? Did they make a movie out of Harry and the Hendersons?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Did they? Because that would be a good one if they did.
Here's the thing.
Good work.
I think they did. It was just called the Hendersons.
Oh, interesting.
Because
they couldn't get Harry on board.
Yeah, it was the Harry.
Yeah, it was like how Keanu wouldn't do Speed 2 Cruise Control. It's like Harry wouldn't do the Harry and the Hendersons movie. So... Movies, it's kind of like the Ice Storm. Did you ever see that?
Ang Lee's The Ice Storm?
Yes.
Of course.
But it's just like...
I see every movie that has a key party.
Maybe I should say I saw it. We could do
cool
that.
Cool cough,
one.
Man.
Which one? It was
you
cool.
Okay?
That was pretty cool.
I mean, it was cool. I mean, like, I don't love just open coughing in the tiny room while Corona's on. LA County state of emergency declared today, Hayes.
And you're just because of coronavirus.
You're just like ripping coughs in the studio.
Full disclosure, I do have corona fever.
that's a marketing Corona Beer's marketing campaign.
Yeah. I have Corona Extra Virus.
If Corona was smart, the beer, they would put out an ad campaign immediately.
Yeah.
That is just about this virus.
This is what I like. People record podcasts. Everyone thinks them.
They do. Everybody
and they're recording these.
Everybody records podcasts.
And you guys bank them what? Like 9 months in advance at this point?
We're banking them like crazy, bro.
And you only do live ones?
No, we do studio two.
Double dip.
We do studio two. We did a studio one a couple weeks ago.
Dip.
Oh, yeah. We got to get that double dip money. Because first I got to get that ticket taste. And then I got to get those ad bucks.
And that's what I love. But I've got a Corona Fever ad campaign suggestion.
But this is my observation, which is that we are on every show, people are talking about coronavirus months in advance of when the episode comes out, where it could be in very poor taste.
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh.
Wait, when is this coming out?
When is this coming out, Kevin?
Idea.
What number is this?
We don't know if this one's slated for air.
336-ish.
Oh, wow. And you guys put out three a week? How many do you do? What's your deal?
We do three podcasts a week, but they're not all this podcasts.
And you guys are you guys still doing that thing where you record an episode, it gets released, and you record another episode, and it gets filed away?
Yes.
One for us, one for them.
Well, because you've got like a shadow. You've banked a shadow amount of episodes.
Our
right?
shadow selves. Yes.
And if one of you dies, get released, or both of you die.
It's the tethered. Oh, yes. We could do us. We could see how us got made. You guys, we've been trying to think of a movie this whole time.
I did not see that, but I did live it at Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh, wow. That's so exciting for you.
So I actually did. I saw it from inside the movie, lived, and I was in there.
And was it scary?
Parts of it were a little bit scary.
When you do when you go to Halloween Horror Nights, how do they find someone that is your doppelganger?
So that is a really interesting.
How do they us your ass?
Yeah, like how do you us? You don't know who's coming through the door. How do you us people who are walking through the maze?
They make you wait a really long time.
Okay. And so I'm assuming they have a casting director.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. Like, you don't watch that process, but they're like, okay, like they take a couple of pictures. Well, they ask you maybe questions. Then
for Sean, is this one of the things that you know how the maze at Halloween Horror Nights, the us maze got made?
Oh, do
you know?
Yeah.
Is this one of your.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Selfie cam on top of a jumpsuit.
Smart.
The whole so dog smart, and pony yeah. show, the interviews selfie and the photos, taking so your sizes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is a cell phone with a camera.
Reverse, so you're facing just, out of you. Uh-huh. So that's what a selfie cam is it?
That's selfie cam.
So smart, selfie cam.
It's selfie cam on top of a jumpsuit. And so you go like, wow, they really did find a guy that looks like me. And he's saying it to you at the same time. And you're going, he's even mimicking all my speech.
Wow. Well, that would be unsettling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. When they us your ass, man.
Oh, fuck.
Forget it.
It was a little scary. I saw the guy that was made up to look like Tim Heidecker. And I remember when he did the show and I was pretty nervous. Mm-hmm. And I had to do it by myself. Because Sean was having a baby that night.
It was just you and Tim?
Yeah, it was just me and Tim.
And had you already seen us?
Or? No. Okay. And I still have not, but I have lived.
Oh, sorry. I mean, the guy.
I called in the hospital bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
I called in, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the nurse actually was like, what the fuck are you doing? Your wife's having a baby.
And you were like, I got to do this pod, bro.
I was like, well, it's interesting. So do you know anything about dynamic ads?
I'm sorry, have you heard of The Boys?
So we can't really do us because I didn't see that.
Okay. Well, let's come up with one we've all seen.
Y'all seen Mumford?
And Sons?
No.
Did not see.
Mumford, the Lawrence Kasdan movie?
Mm-hmm. You see Mumford? It's Jason Lee?
Jason Lee, yeah.
Skateboarding rich man in that film. Yeah.
And that's
Was
on
Hope
the-
Davis in that?
Maybe she might be.
But maybe not.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Secret Could Life be. Of Dennis.
Secret Life of Dentists?
Dennis.
Oh, Dennis. Jesus.
Dennis.
Yeah. I think that was like
Mumford's on the sweater from the outlandish police officer movie, right? Isn't that what it says on
Oh, Beverly Hills Cop?
Yes.
I believe that's true.
Mm-hmm. And this is you do this, you like
this is most
this
of the
is
show.
This is the first portion of the of every podcast.
Okay,
every podcast
that's a segment.
That was a segment.
Paul, June, and I have a segment where we try and figure out a movie we've all seen that we can talk about.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's see. Oh, have you guys seen Olympus Has Fallen?
Can you just let him stop you first?
Yeah.
Let me stop you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I've seen London Has Fallen.
Oh, fuck. Uh-huh. I've not seen that.
I'm sure it's similar. I mean, if we want to fund it.
Well, there's a whole Has Fallen trilogy now. You know, Angel Has Fallen, I believe, was the last one.
Excuse me.
We can cut all this out, but let's just think of like the
we
thing.
We can't.
Let's just, well, we, I mean, we can we cut did out our... the, we can cut the fumfrey. I mean, we can just find the thing and just like laser right in on it.
So you have unlimited edits.
You seemed, yeah.
On the show?
This is a good question actually for us to what use in our next negotiation.
Like you can edit as many, you do, just the way you were like, oh, we can just cut that out. Like you have an unlimited number.
Sorry, I forget sometimes that edits cost a dollar. I forget that every edit costs a dollar. So we can edit literally as much as we want.
Because you got the ticket money. Because
we got those, we got that ticky money. And then we got those ads money. Munch. We get it all. We're taking it all. Yes. We're taking all of it. And we're using it all for edits.
And t-shirt.
Kevin, what t-shirts? So fucking bored,
merch?
Man.
Yeah, what t-shirts are moving
wet
these days?
Wet t-shirts are moving very fast. The wet one, the pre-wet t-shirts move so fast.
Yeah.
Because I love we show up to these live shows.
I love your live shows because of the wet t-shirt.
We show up
contest.
To these live shows. Mm-hmm. We pre-soak the shirts.
Yeah, it's these wet t-shirt contests where basically it's you wring the shirts out and whoever gets the most liquid out of their shirt has the wettest t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's one of the most thrilling contests
I've so
ever
exciting.
Seen.
It's so exciting. Soak up those shirts, pre-soak them, and then we got pre-soak pre-sale.
Pre-soak pre-sale. God, so it's the merchy money.
And you get to keep the water when they wring it out. You get to use it again.
Yeah.
So now you're making money coming and going.
Yeah, and every t-shirt's made of terry cloth. So everything's a towel. Every shirt's a towel.
Wow.
Every shirt. That's a promise. Every shirt's a towel.
Every shirt a towel. Well, we just have to think of a movie.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Because Kevin looks so bored, and it just seems to me that. Do you want to talk about Kevin? What you're not enjoying?
I want to pitch a movie idea. What about Pete Davidson's new special?
Alive from New York?
Yeah.
How did Pete Davidson's new special get made?
Peak Davidson.
I haven't
seen it. You think we're at Peak Davidson?
I think we're close.
Another cough?
He cover his mouth.
Jesus Christ. Interesting take, Sean.
Hayes has something else. I think we might be at Peak Davidson.
So we do a movie of like how the special. I didn't see that one.
I didn't see it.
I saw part of Judd's.
I've seen
definitely
part of Pete's.
Watch the trailer a bunch of times. Okay, we'll do one of the bits.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But also feel free to like make it your own.
Okay. So Louis C.K. tried to get me fired my first year at SNL, and this is that story. So my first year at SNL, Louis C.K. came in to host the season finale, and it was very exciting for me. At the time, he was a very well-respected comedian. At the time. So he's kind of holding court out by the elevators, talking to everybody, you know, cracking people up. And I decided to go into my office and smoke a little. Sheesh, mommy.
That was your making. Your
that's own, my
that, okay.
I smoke a little of the sweet. Up, sheesh, mommy.
That's a straight up Sean right there.
And that's how you know that I'm inspired by his material, which is a real life story, but I haven't stolen it. So I come out and I'm just trying to get out and go home. And Louie looks at me and he goes, look how fucking high Pete is right now. And he gets in my face like, you fucking idiot. You're smoking your career away, you piece of shit. And I'm thinking, holy shit, this is really intense, you know, because at the time, of course, he was someone whose respect I really wanted. At the time, he was top of his game, considered the best comedian working. And so I go home and I think, oh God, I was just high. That didn't really happen to me. I probably just thought it happened because I smoked so much asuita hashish, mommy.
So this is a bit of a catchphrase for you.
It's becoming one. So I get back in the next day And Louie's sitting in Lauren's office, and he comes out, and I get called into the office, and they go, Lauren wants to see you. Now, I hadn't been called into the boss's office, you know? And I go in, and I'm thinking, uh-oh, you know, I don't think this is going to be for something good. And he goes, so Louie talked to me, and he said you smoked a little too much of that sweet hashish, mommy.
Wow. Catchphrase and a Lauren impression.
And I go, yeah. And he goes, yeah, he no likey, Petey. He thinks I should fire you. And I go, yikes. And then I go, am I getting fired? And he goes, no. And I go, why not? And he goes, I don't know. And I have that conversation every year. So that is one of the bits from the special.
Huh. Wow. Pretty long. Is it a lot of stuff like that?
No.
I'd love to watch someone animate that.
Sure.
Yeah.
What you just did?
My version of
that could be good.
Pretty
for
faithful version video of Pete's opening bit.
That's a segment. That's a segment.
Video Podcast Network should animate that.
People animate you guys doing other people's comedy routines. But with your catchphrases.
Then he talks about his babysitting. Kid sucking on his finger and sucking on it a little too good.
Wait, what? Ugh.
Yeah. That's around where I was like, kind of missed the Louis C.K. story.
Hollywood Handbook.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hollywood Handbook.
Did they ever ask you to do video for Video Podcast Network?
No.
They didn't ask us to do that.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, what, do you remember this? Earwolf.
Yeah.
Back in the when the studio was very hot all the time.
Mm-hmm. Was it the other studio?
Yes.
The hot one.
The old studio?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And they would be like, oh, here's what we should do with this very hot room is bring some cameras and like big electrical equipment in and lights.
This was in the all rich days.
Yeah. When we were all rich.
Mm-hmm. And now just he is. Yeah, I know. It was like, let's take this thing. Like, basically, we were reinventing television together.
Sure.
From podcasts.
Moving backwards.
Yes.
Podcasts moving backwards towards TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. It rocked.
And they animated it one of your famous Improv for Human segments. Where you play a little devil.
Have you guys ever... I'm sure you have, and I know you haven't done it, but what is the closest you've come to signing what is, I'm sure, one of the big TV deals to turn Handbook into a TV show.
The Big Show?
Yeah. Because they've come for Doughboys. They came for Bang Bang. They've come for us. Like, people want
the
it.
Closest we've
people
come.
Want it. Yeah.
We took a meeting.
Netflix?
No, not with a network of any kind.
Okay.
But someone at the meeting.
Okay, you okay? What are you? It's not. It almost seems like you're yawning, but not quite.
Yeah, and
that's kind of what they were doing.
It's
going
to be a while in the making. And someone in the meeting, after the meeting, did say that they had talked to someone from Comedy Central, which is still technically a network.
Sure.
And that the person who worked there was actually interested in maybe doing something with a podcast.
Oh, cool.
Now, this person had not heard our show specifically.
No, not technically, no.
But
I'm going to give you guys an opportunity right now to just straight up name names. Do you want to just,
okay.
Who are we talking about here?
I guess there's like power. Very little upside.
Power players.
I mean. Except I do get to say something. It fills time on the show.
That's true. I will say
for
that
me is the currency of existence.
Sure. It's time to fill.
Yes.
We were asked.
You can't just fill it all with wet mouth sounds.
No.
This is somebody who you'll know. We were asked 3 or 4 times if we could please make a sizzle reel of some of our best, most accessible podcast moments.
Huge.
To be delivered to the Ghost Panther out of McKay.
So,
sure.
Now, this is...
So that he could find out if he might like it.
Oh. This is good.
Sizzle how reel from
this,
McKay.
How did this get made, the Hollywood Handbook sizzle reel?
Yeah.
To send to Adam McKay, the Ghost Panther.
And I'm not familiar with the Ghost Panther as a nickname, but I'll just keep rolling with it. How long was the sizzle?
Yeah,
is that his thing?
Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Sorry.
Yeah.
So how long was this sizzle reel?
Kevin, do you remember putting this together?
Yeah, it was like 7 minutes.
It was too long.
Here's what I'm going to say. Have you guys released the sizzle reel?
We should release it as much as I say release the Snyder cut,
release the sizzle reel. Where is the Hollywood Handbook sizzle reel? And why haven't the fans been able or allowed to hear it?
Release the gad cut.
Hi, Io. We're just like, we're rolling.
Hi.
We're rolling episodes in here.
Not yet, Io.
And Io... There's a mic beast.
Io, were you disappointed? I saw you cheering a little bit when I was doing the Pete Davidson. Were you disappointed I left out the actual punchline where he talks about the best day of his life was waking up and seeing that Louis had assaulted women?
And seeing that Louis had assaulted women with 7 pounds of sweet hashish, mommy.
Jason.
Hayes.
What car are you driving?
1989 Toyota Land Cruiser.
I don't believe that.
Come on, man. You can't afford that.
2012 Prius.
Okay.
Ooh, and that's a man after Hayes' own heart.
Volkswagen Tiguan.
Wow. Wait.
Honda Odyssey.
You just named both of our cars.
Did I?
In order, yes.
Amazing.
Exactly. Down to the year for me.
You're welcome.
Oh, damn. Am I speaking with the TikTok man right now?
You're just some sort of...
Jason's left.
You're just
the
like
TikTok
a
man
Tiguan. You're just like screaming Tiguan.
The tiger iguana, yes. I suppose those are my two primary animal influences.
And so we just say what Devin is driving.
Do I call it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't mind.
Yeah. Oh, also a Prius. Mm.
So, he doesn't tell you. No, like, okay, it's not part of the segment. He doesn't tell you.
No, I don't tell.
Yeah, he just says, oh.
Nope.
I don't want an answer from him.
No.
Who would?
No. Yeah.
No. Make me sick, the idea of him answering.
Did we ever come up with a movie that all three of us had seen?
No. Let me think.
Did you guys see The Irishman?
Very respect. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.